We're now learning the Parsha of Toldot. It's in the book of Genesis. And the story of the miracle of the Jewish people is further unfolding. Abraham, at the ripe old age, has a son, Yitzchak. In this week's Parsha, we actually speak about Yitzchak, who is married to Rivka, and they're having trouble having children. They end up having children, twins, that's Yaakov, Jacob, and Esau. But before we jump into that whole story, the Parsha starts off and says, this is the genealogy of Yitzchak, the son of Abraham. Abraham gave birth to Yitzchak. So the commentaries ask, it seems redundant. If Yitzchak is the son of Abraham, certainly Abraham gave birth to Yitzchak, meaning we know who the father is, we know who the son is, so why do you have to say it in a double expression? So the Lubavitcher Rebbe brings down in the Sicha that there are two approaches that are explained in the Midrash and in the Talmud. One of them being that the scoffers of generation said, one second, Abraham wasn't able to have a child, Yitzchak. Sarah, we know, was held captive by Avimelech. This is a story from a couple of weeks ago. And so they said, oh, okay, maybe something happened with Avimelech and Sarah. So therefore, the Torah tells her that there's a miracle that took place over here. This is the offsprings of Yitzchak, the son of Avraham. Avraham gave birth to Yitzchak, to make it very, very clear. And in order for it to be clear, actually, Yitzchak looked very identical or very similar to Abraham. And so that's what the Torah is telling us. There's another place in the Midrash that it talks about it and it describes it slightly differently and says that each one of the parties themselves would classify themselves as either the son of or the father of, meaning that they were proud of each other. So Abraham would say, oh, I'm the father of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was very proud of Abraham and would say, his father was famous, I'm the son of Abraham. And therefore, it says a double. In other words, they had such a relationship and both of them had reached such a pinnacle that they each wanted to introduce themselves by the other one. As the Rebbe points out, that really, they both have a very similar concept to them. In both of these cases, what really shines out is that Yitzchak is a miracle, that the birth and the continuation of the Jewish nation is miraculous. And it's seen in two ways. Number one, it is miraculous that Yitzchak was born at such an old age, a total miracle. By the laws of nature, this wasn't going to be possible. Also, this, that Abraham was able to actually introduce himself by his son Yitzchak, also is miraculous. Because Abraham was on such a high level that he essentially was a complete person. He reached the pinnacle of perfection. I mean, how can he get better than Avraham? Then Avraham himself should say, ooh, maybe you're going to know me via my son Yitzchak, because my son Yitzchak has virtues, so to speak, that really shine well for me, and therefore I want to introduce myself by him. That itself is also a miracle. Or at least it's transcendent of nature, which is exactly what the Jewish nation is. In both cases, it underscores the fact that the Jewish nation, Yitzchak, who continued from Avraham, and of course in this week's parasha, we then talk about the birth of Yaakov, is miraculous. Now that is the basis of the Jewish people. We should never think that we're confined by the laws of nature, because indeed, at our very essence, we transcend the laws of nature. Now, fast forward several thousand years, many thousands of years, almost 4,000 years later, and we're still here. And not because it's been so easy. And of course, right now, we're going through a terrible situation in Gaza, etc., and to see the miracles that are unfolding over there on a daily basis, it just all sources itself from the Torah that tells us who we are, and not just who we are, the fact that we're transcendent of the laws of nature. We take the story from the Torah, we apply it to ourselves, And that gives us the strength and empowerment to go through our days and to live like a Jew, which means transcending nature, not to get so nervous about what's going on around us, but keep on powering on and recognize that we indeed do have the blessing and the ability to transcend. Have a fantastic day.